From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jerry Shario reading The Contrary Blues by John Bilheimer. Now, let's begin with The Contrary Blues. Prologue. The Contrary Corpse.
I didn't reckon on no killin'.
Hollis Atkins stood in rolled-up bib overalls and a soaked T-shirt, hosing water over the side of a shiny new minibus. He kept his eyes on the stream of water, not looking at the man in the checkered vest, standing free of the spray. Purvis Jenkins, the man in the vest, mopped the back of his neck with a handkerchief and said,
"What killin'? Weren't no killin'?"
Hollis directed the spray against the soapy windows of the bus.
"Man's dead, ain't he?"
"Man got liquored up and tried to sleep it off next to the bone pile. Slag fumes got him. Used to happen quite a bit."
The spraying water rinsed soap down the side of the bus, where it puddled in an oily film around Hollis's bare feet, and exposed the name painted under the tinted windows, The Contrary Comet, written in a bright yellow script, riding on the orange tail of a shooting star. Hollis rinsed the rear fender where it touched the tip of the star.
"Don't happen no more. Local folks know not to go near the bone pile."
"Man wasn't local, Hollis. He didn't know."
Still not looking at his companion, Hollis bent to direct a jet of water at a gleaming yellow hubcap.
"We got him liquored up. We knew."
"City filler. Just wasn't used to corn liquor."
"Damn it, Purvis, you knew."
Hollis directed the spray toward the puddle at his feet, splattering the oily film over the black asphalt. Purvis Jenkins mopped his brow and stuffed his handkerchief halfway into the pocket of his open vest.
"Hollis, that bus is already as bright as a baby's behind. Stop spraying that water and pay me some mind here."
Hollis picked up a bucket of soapy water and tugged the hose away from Purvis toward the rear of the bus. Purvis twisted the valve controlling the flow of water to the hose. Spray spritzed, and the hose went limp in Hollis's hands.
"Let's review the bidding, Hollis. How many buses do you see here?"
Hollis pointed the dripping hose across the asphalt at the Quonset hut wedged between a stream and a jagged, tree-covered slope.
"Counting the one in the barn there?"
"Counting that one."
"There's two."
"And how many did we..."
Purvis stopped and shook his head.
"No. Now let's be clear about this."
He took a manila folder from under his arm and pointed it at Hollis.
"How many did you charge the federal government for?"
20. "But that is a mistake. Nobody caught the extra zero."
"Be that as it may, how many did the federal government pay for?"
Hollis shook the drips from the lip of the hose and began coiling it.
20.
"And are you personally prepared to give the feds back the 900 grand they paid for the extra buses?"
Hollis coiled the hose tighter.
"You're the mayor, Purvis. It's you and Mary Beth that decided to charge them for running 20 buses."
"Well, now, Hollis, how'd it look if we charged them for buying 20 buses and then told them we's only running two?"
"They'd probably want their 900 grand back.
Along with the extra 500 grand they gave us every year for drivers and maintenance."
"That wasn't my mistake. It was you and Mary Beth dreamed that up."
"Hollis, let's stop talking mistakes. That money is keeping Contrary on the map."
"But the buses don't exist."
Purvis tapped the manila folder in his hand.
"They exist on paper, which is all the federal government cares about."
"Then why'd they send that Mr. Armitage?"
"Well, he came down to audit our books once a year. Once a year, that's all. He just had to make sure everything added up so he could approve our invoices."
Purvis waved his folder at Hollis.
"First 3 years, all he did was complain about the drive down from D.C., sneak a few peeks down Maribeth's dress, and add up the numbers."
"And they all added up."
"Slicker than snot on a doorknob."
"But not this year."
"This year's numbers added up just fine. Maribeth knows her way around a computer. This year, though, Armitage decided he should inspect us."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?